Now we turn to disease detection. In this segment, we ask Anne-Marie Cairns from Optos about their work on the detection of Alzheimer's disease and why amyloid is the focus of their research. We'll also find out about applications of the research and the possible future role that optometrists might have in the early detection of the disease.
Hello, my name's Anne-Marie Cairns. I'm Chief Clinical Officer with Optos, an ICON company. I joined Optos to establish and lead the medical strategy to demonstrate the clinical importance of the peripheral retina and ultra-wide field imaging. My most recent research has focused on the importance of the peripheral retina in diabetic retinopathy, age-related macular degeneration, and Alzheimer's disease, which I will discuss today.
Last year, there was great interest in the announcement that Optos were teaming up with the company Amidis in developing retinal screening for Alzheimer's disease. Amidis have developed a technique that allows the visualization of amyloid buildup in the retina. Amyloid is a useful biomarker which is found in increasing amounts as the disease progresses. When made to fluoresce, the amyloid can be detected by ultra-wide-field scanning laser ophthalmoscopy and so may be a useful biomarker for early detection of the disease. Anne-Marie, thank you for joining us today. First, what is amyloid and how is it related to Alzheimer's disease and other conditions?
Amyloids are accumulations of many copies of otherwise healthy proteins that, after sticking together, lose their normal function and form plaques that disrupt the healthy function of tissues and organs. Amyloids have increasingly been associated with diseases, including neurodegenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. More recently, their role in other diseases such as preeclampsia and brain trauma are also being researched.
How significant was the discovery of this amyloid connection?
Alzheimer's disease was first described over 100 years ago in 1906 by Dr. Alois Alzheimer. The link between Alzheimer's disease and amyloid beta is seen as one of the most important targets in clinical research in the last two decades of drug development. At present, our best bet in finding a treatment for Alzheimer's disease is to focus on amyloid beta biomarkers. So far, the pharmaceutical development of new drugs that have reached phase 3 has been disappointing, but amyloid beta still remains the best therapeutic target for Alzheimer's disease to date.
The retina is an extension of the brain, so is amyloid found there too?
Amyloid beta deposits are found throughout Alzheimer's brains, blocking normal function. In the retina, our research has been mainly focused on the deposits in the back of the eye called drusen. Drusen are yellow deposits under the retina. They're made up of lipids and fatty protein. Drusen likely do not cause age-related macular degeneration, but having drusen increases a person's risk of developing AMD. Research into the composition of these aging eye deposits has resulted in highly reproducible findings by all laboratories involved that study drusen and have validated that their composition includes amyloid beta, just like the deposits on the brains of Alzheimer's patients.
How did the use of a wide-field laser scanning ophthalmoscopy system, such as the OptiMap, contribute to the understanding of amyloid distribution?
We were approached a decade ago by Dr. Emily Lenier from UCL Institute of Ophthalmology and who now leads Alzheimer's research in Queen's University, Belfast. Dr. Lenier had some exciting observations he had made about the peripheral retina. He and his team had examined post-mortem Alzheimer's retinas and had directly exposed the deposits that they had observed by removing the retina and the pigment epithelium cell after flattening the cadaver eyes. They were very surprised to find that there is a waste presence of drusen in the peripheral retina, most of which were masked when the pigment epithelium cells were in place. This initiated an exciting research question as to whether we could visualise these lesions in the peripheral retina with ultra-wide field imaging.
So, what was the first step in your research?
First, we needed to increase our understanding, particularly around the prevalence of peripheral retinal abnormalities in ageing, as clinical evidence had been limited by the lack of detailed peripheral imaging studies. We embarked on a cross-sectional study of a random population sample in which ultra-wide field imaging was utilised in the 12-year review of the Reykjavik Eye Study in Iceland. We imaged 576 subjects aged 62 years or older and found that of the eyes examined, 81% had AMD light drusen changes. On ultra-wide field imaging, we found that 13% were macular alone, 10% were peripheral alone, and patients who had changes in the periphery and the macular were around about 57%. This was further evidence that the peripheral retina may play a role in identifying disease associated with ageing, and that it may lead to our ability to identify biomarkers in Alzheimer's disease, as observed in the cadaver eyes of the Alzheimer's patients.
So it's possible that the presence of drusen in the peripheral retina is an indication of ageing diseases, including Alzheimer's. Now, how was this potential link investigated?
The next step was to start a new study and to start exploring this hypothesis with Alzheimer's and matched control subjects. A multidiscipline team led by Professor Craig Ritchie was initiated and included neurologists, ophthalmologists and eye researchers. Previous studies in Alzheimer's disease has concentrated on monitoring central vision, largely because prior to Optos imaging, equipment was limited and mainly only available to document macular changes. With the development and advances of ultra-wide field imaging, we were able to extend our understanding to capture over 80% of the retina in one undilated image, uncovering previously and not appreciated changes in Alzheimer's disease.
Have these findings now been published?
This first peripheral retinal imaging biomarker study for Alzheimer's disease was published last year, which also included a two-year follow-up, showed reproducible differences between controls and patients when the number and the extent of drusen deposits was analysed. It also highlighted changes in the blood circulation that are affected by Alzheimer's disease occurring in the peripheral retina. It is also important to mention that we did monitor central changes too, though these did not show such correlations with Alzheimer's disease. This allowed us to build confidence that monitoring the peripheral retina is indeed significant when Alzheimer's disease is concerned. This led to another study with the Dementia Research Centre of UCL with Professor Sebastian Crutch that we hope confirms these associations in very well-characterised Alzheimer's patients. It may also show that specific subtypes of Alzheimer's disease can be distinguished based on peripheral retinal imaging. The study is going to be submitted shortly for peer review by our academic partners. Further research studies, including the deep and frequent phenotype for Alzheimer's disease study, has just begun to gather further evidence of the role of ultra-wide field imaging in Alzheimer's disease.
Is the assessment of images subjective, or is there an artificial intelligence program to analyse and process the data?
Artificial intelligence and its applications in eye care are very exciting new opportunities. We have demonstrated in over 800 clinical papers and over 100 diseases that there's a huge application for AI in ultra-wide field imaging. And we have embarked on a comprehensive AI strategy for retinal imaging, which we hope will deliver possible AI solutions for diseases like Alzheimer's in the future.
What's the nature of your research program at Optos?
We have two research endeavours. The first based on the positive and encouraging results of our first studies in peripheral drusen. We are honoured to have the opportunity to be part of a deep and frequent phenotyping study for Alzheimer's disease. DFP is the world's most in-depth study to detect early signs of Alzheimer's disease and is funded by the MRC and NIHR. It aims to tackle the challenges of diagnosing and tracking Alzheimer's disease in its earliest stages, often decades before symptoms start to show. It is well recognised within the medical community that we are just too late in the progression of the disease with our drug development studies.
So, if Alzheimer's can be identified earlier in subjects, it may bring researchers closer to finding a cure or at least halting the disease before it has a significant impact. What will the DFP study involve?
DFP will recruit 250 participants from across the UK who are aged 60 years or over with a family history of dementia. Volunteers will undergo a range of tests, including brain scans, cognitive and memory tests, scans of brain magnetic fields, retinal imaging, blood tests, and the use of wearable technology to amass the most characterised data of individuals with Alzheimer's disease ever collected. Additionally, another large multi-centre study and three further new research studies in the US, South America and Europe are planned to support this ultra-wide field research programme.
And what's the other research endeavour?
The second is to develop early diagnostic tests for Alzheimer's disease with AMIDIS.
What will AMIDIS bring to the research project as a pharmaceutical company?
AMIDIS is focused on developing innovative chemistry to detect diseases that involve the presence of amyloid proteins with targeted fluorescent probes. Last year, we announced that we would work together to focus on the development of an eye test to detect Alzheimer's disease. As mentioned in the Reykjavik Eye Study paper in 2015, using flat-mount cadaver eyes, it has been shown that pathological changes external to the RPE are often masked by the presence of the RPE. Therefore, the peripheral retinal changes seen in ultra-wide field imaging are likely to be underestimated. AMIDIS has developed compounds to detect amyloid beta in the retina. These compounds bind to specific biomarkers in the retina and fluoresce, making them visible with ultra-wide field retinal imaging devices. Together, Optos and AMIDIS will work to provide an innovative medical solution to assist doctors and pharmaceutical companies discovering therapeutic interventions and address a large unmet clinical need for early diagnosis of Alzheimer's patients.
If eye care professionals have access to wide-field SLO systems, such as OptiMap, do you think they will become involved in screening for Alzheimer's?
Yes, we believe they will. We believe we will lead innovation in retinal imaging to develop a simple eye test for Alzheimer's disease. The most likely scenario is that access to ultraviolet field imaging will allow eye care professionals the ability to screen and or monitor disease progression in a simple, quick and well-tolerated manner. More formal diagnosis will likely be a multimodal approach and would remain in the realms of neurology. However, eye tests will be invaluable in the future to monitor disease progression, especially in clinical trials in which novel pharmaceutical interventions are tested. And as we link detection to treatment, they'll be invaluable to support treatment decisions in healthcare.
I wonder, is there really any benefit to early detection of Alzheimer's if no treatment is currently available?
Yes, there is. Recently, there was an excellent report by WHO outlining how to reduce risk in cognitive decline and dementia. Importantly, whilst age is the strongest known risk factor for cognitive decline, several recent studies have shown a relationship between the development of cognitive impairment and dementia with lifestyle-related risk factors such as physical inactivity, tobacco use, unhealthy diets, and harmful use of alcohol. Also, certain medical conditions are associated with an increased risk of developing dementia, including hypertension, diabetes, hypercholesterolemia, obesity and depression. So it's clear from published clinical literature that the lifestyle choices we make can help to delay the development and progression of the disease. For those who have a family history of Alzheimer's disease or people who have a lifestyle that exposes them to these risks that are associated with Alzheimer's disease, a simple and regular eye test could be the change they need. Not cure the disease, but delay it enough to reduce the time needing care. In addition, the ability to monitor changes induced by drug treatments could help develop interventions faster and more precisely.
Acting on the findings of an eye test to reduce the impact of conditions that are part of aging and senility, such as cataract and age-related macular degeneration, this is already a huge benefit. So if the risk of Alzheimer's can be reduced in a similar way in the future, then I guess even better. Anne-Marie, thank you.